Alrighty. How's everybody this morning? Yeah, how's it? It's good. Don't you guys like when it's Sabbath? Right? I don't have to work today. It's really cool. I take lots of naps.
We don't call this. Never mind. That's another story.
Anyway, some of you guys like gifts. Really? I still got one that doesn't like gifts. We'll work on them later. I like gifts. And I'm going to get back to gifts in just a minute, but right now I'm going to tell you a story about a girl named Debbie. Debbie was 10 years old. Now, what do you think girls that are 10 years old, what do you think they like? I figured you would have an answer.
My friend Deanna takes her today.
Today? What does she like to do? A lot of same stuff you like? Like what? Like what kinds of things do you like? Really? Building tree houses? Nice. I got some saws for you to play with. Yeah, good stuff. Honestly, there's something a little more traditional that 10-year-old girls like dolls and dollhouses. Do they like those still, or no? We're going to go with that anyway. They just work for me here. Okay, we're going to go with dolls and dollhouses here. All right? Alright, so it's the 21st century, girls still like dolls and dollhouses. Alright, well, Debbie, she would go by this window, her mom would take her by this window, and every so often there's this dollhouse in the picture front window. And Debbie's just like, oh, I want that dollhouse, it's like a lovely dollhouse. And she goes to her dad, she's like, Dad, can you please buy me the dollhouse, please buy me the dollhouse. Her dad just looks at her and says, man, that's a lot of money for a dollhouse, and, you know, I'll buy you a saw, but not a dollhouse. Okay, because girls build tree houses now, they don't do dollhouses. Alright? No, but I really want a dollhouse. Well, you have to save money. Well, then it wasn't very good saving money. You know, every time she'd get a dime or a quarter, she would like spend it on gum or spend it on a little trinket, a little hair ribbon. Girls still wear hair ribbons, right? Hair ribbons? No?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, she would buy little trinkets and stuff. And so she never saved her money. Well, then one day she comes home from school, and she says, Dad, you'll never believe what's going on at school. Well, go ahead and tell me, Debbie. Well, there's this girl at school, and she wants to sell her dollhouse, and I want to buy it. And he goes, well, that's great. You can just go out there and pay her some money and go get it. Well, I don't have any money. Well, then how do you plan on buying them? Well, I have a dime you gave me from yesterday. I saved that. I haven't spent that yet. And he goes, you know how many dimes there are in $20? She goes, no. He goes, does anybody out here know how many dimes there are in $20?
Does anybody out here know how many dimes there are in $20?
Oh, 200. We have some smart ones out there. No dollars right here. That's good. 200 dimes. And she's like, whoo-hoo, man, that's a lot of dimes. I don't have any dimes. He goes, I'll make a deal with you. He goes, for every 10 dimes you earn, I will give you 10 dimes. And she goes, oh, that's a good idea, good idea. How do you propose to go get those dimes? She goes, I know Pastor Honus said he needed his porch painted. So I'm going to go over and paint his porch. And Mrs. Hinkle, she needed me to help her bake. So I'm going to go over and help her do some baking. And I'll do all those things. I'll start working, I'll make some money. And so Debbie started doing this. And pretty soon those dimes started collecting. And Dad was putting like 10 dimes every week. And it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he was okay with Dad because Dad was thinking, Debbie's getting smarter and smarter and smarter. Because she's learning how to take care of money. Well, Debbie came home from school one day. She's so distraught. She's like, oh, it was me. And Mom and Dad are like, Debbie, what's wrong? What happened at school? Oh, she goes, you're never going to believe it. So we'll try us. Okay. And so she goes, the girl is good. The dirt now. Stupid. And I don't have any more. She sold the dollhouse on her. And they were like, oh, man, I can't believe it. She was like, so distraught. Well, Dad said, well, you know, that's okay. It's just a dollhouse.
Just a dollhouse. Are you kidding me?
You know, she wasn't really happy with that thought. He goes, we got all this money, you can spend it on something else.
I don't want anything else, I want a dollhouse.
But she She wasn't real happy. She goes, well, yeah, but let's take a walk upstairs.
I don't want to go walk upstairs. I want the dollhouse.
No, I'm just going to run with me and the dollhouse. I mean, come on, let me check upstairs here. Oh, okay, so she goes upstairs. And she comes up to her room, and Dad says, come on inside. And so she goes inside. What do you think was there? The dollhouse. You're a smart guy. Your parents must be very proud. The dollhouse was there. And Debbie was just like, oh, I can't believe it. How did this come to him? And Dad goes, oh, it just showed up. And Debbie's a little bit smarter than that because she goes, it doesn't just show up. It doesn't show up. It had to get here somehow. And so then Mom squeals, well, guess what? Your dad, when you won that dollhouse, your dad went and bought that dollhouse about 6 weeks ago. So we've had all this time, and he saw how hard and how much you've learned about saving money that he got that dollhouse for you. And so he was thrilled to death. So you think Debbie got smarter?
Yeah.
You think she now has more wisdom than what she had before?
Yeah.
Who in the Bible had lots of wisdom? Besides Jesus, we already know he's like the God. Who else? Come on. Smartest man in the world. Starts with an S, David's son. There's only one guy, yeah. There's only one guy who's really that smart. In Bibles. I'll have you. Oh, go ahead, give it a shot. Enlighten me. Yes, it's a true story. Everything I say up here is true. Figure out what God gave you, all right? All right, go out there and get lots of money.